This recording, Jiangsu 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Dark Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt distressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with the goods waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that intriguous began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with clothes and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. My hometown is Nantong. It's very near from Shanghai. It's the first coastal cities after the opening up and the reform policy, but it didn't develop very well. About 10 years ago, I began to learn English, but it proved that it's a disaster and a failure at all, because for the oral English, I can't speak it very fluently, and also in many occasions, I can't use the appropriate words to express myself. Modern China, but like the ancient China, it's still a fascinating land for me, because I love China very much. It's a place that nurtured me and teaches me a lot. It's a place that where I grew up, and in modern China, there are many great changes have taken place since reform and opening up policy, and the people's living standards have raised up a lot. Kongzi, 论语, 小儿耻一, 小儿耻一, 子言, 小儿三十子, 不日言虎, 有朋子与反雷, 不日乐虎, 人不子而不愠, 不日君子乎? 为曾耻耳, 子言, 四险包亦一人, 不日子, 焉死无强? 子言文修, 子游文修, 子言, 见子修者, 死为能言, 自如求马, 皆能有言, 不惊, 胡日逼虎? 子言, 四十数日，古之数有，茶之数无，人以稀者，人以稀者。